So, which is your...
Loan.
Loan. Okay, that is your word. Please.
The word is made up of three sounds.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the lateral approximant.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, its complete name would be the voiced alveolar lateral approximant,
mm-hmm.
which is produced as most English sounds with an aggressive harmonic air stream. It's voiced because the vocal cords are pressed together, so there's pressure coming through them,
mm-hmm.
so they are vibrating.
Good.
Then it's an alveolar sound because the tip and the blade of the tongue are touching the alveolar ridge,
yes.
which is the part of the palate which is behind the front teeth.
Yes.
And the thing is that since it's lateral, the sides of the tongue are lowered, so they allow the air to escape through there, so there's not like a complete closure. That's also why they're approximants, because the air escapes relatively freely. And they're also oral. It's an oral sound because the soft palate is raised. Then it's a conchoid,
mm-hmm.
since there's some kind of friction that produces a change in the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes,
but it's an approximant. So careful there.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, a conchoid is like defined by what's not a vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not. If it has,
But is it produced with friction? Is the lateral
no.
produced with friction? No. It is a particular kind of vocoid.
Yes. I think they're called liquids.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. But it is. It is. I mean, within vocoids. Yes. It is Yes. It is non-central one.
Yes,
it is a lateral one,
yes.
but it is one. Yes.
Okay. Then I found some allophonic variants,
mm-hmm.
which affect the word. One of them is devoicing,
mm-hmm.
which can happen as a consequence of aspiration.
Okay.
When it's preceded by an aspirated plosive,
mm-hmm.
then it loses some voice.
Yes.
For example, I have the word plain as an
mm-hmm.
example. Then it can also be affected by dentalization,
mm-hmm.
when it's followed by a dental sound.
Mm-hmm.
Dentalization is the process in which the alveolar sounds, except for the alveolar fricatives, are followed by a dental sound, and they change the place of articulation and they become a dental sound.
Right.
Then another one would be syllabicity.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's preceded by a schwa,
mm-hmm.
and that schwa is elided, then it becomes the nucleus of the syllable.
Mm-hmm.
So it carries like it's like a peak of the sonority.
Exactly.
Then another one would be velarization.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in final position, then the place of articulation sort of changes. The back of the tongue is raised.
Yes.
That's different from the clear, and it becomes a dark.
Yes.
Lateral, and this one, in this case, it's a clear one.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced just with the tongue touching the alveolar ridge.
Exactly.
And then it can also affect other sounds,
mm-hmm.
such as when it's preceded by a plosive,
mm-hmm.
and the release is it's an allophonic variant called lateral release.
Okay, for the plosive.
For the plosive.
Okay. Right.
Yes. So when the plosive is followed by a lateral, then the release part is through the size of the tongue and not released explosively as easily as...
Centrally. Usually.
Yes.
Right, but laterally.
Yes.
Good.
And then it can also be... it can also affect the assimilation,
mm-hmm.
which is a process in which the neighbouring sounds affect one sound,
mm-hmm.
and it can change... the phoneme, or it can be some features of the phoneme, as an allophonic variant. One of them is a phonemic progressive assimilation of voice. Since the lateral sound is voiced, the following sound, when for inflectional endings of plural sounds, or possessives, and past tense,
mm-hmm.
then the following sound has to be voiced.
Right.
Then it can appear like word initially, word medially, and word finally.
Yes, the distribution,
right.
Yes.
And I think that's it for the first sound.
For the first sound. Good.
Then there's the diphthong.
Mm-hmm.
Diphthong is a vowel made up of two sounds, mm-hmm. basically. There's one, the first one is the starting point, and the second one is the place to which it travels.
Yes.
And vowels can be represented with a cardinal vowel chart,
mm-hmm.
which is that one, and it shows a portion of the oral cavity and the portion that has open approximation. The limits of it are rather friction.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how close the tongue is to the roof of the mouth,
mm-hmm.
and which part is raised highest. In this case, the diphthongs are classified depending on the distance that the tongue has to travel,
mm-hmm.
and also to the place where it travels. It goes to the front or to the back, it's called closing diphthong.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes to the center, it's a centering diphthong.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, this is a back closing narrow mm-hmm. diphthong, and it's falling.
Mm-hmm.
All diphthongs in English are falling.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the first sound has is more stressed
mm-hmm.
than the second one, which doesn't happen in Spanish. In Spanish, we can have the peak at any sound.
Any of the two elements.
Two elements.
Yes. Yes, for that matter.
Yeah. Yes. It's the nucleus of the syllable,
mm-hmm.
and it's oral, so it goes up through the mouth. It's a continuant,
mm-hmm.
so you can produce it for as long as you don't run out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frictionless. It's made with open approximation.
Right.
And in this case, this diphthong can happen again, word initially, word medially, and word finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then allophonic variants that I found in this particular word, there's nasalization.
Yes.
Which is a process that happens to any vowel or any diphthong,
mm-hmm.
which is followed, preceded, or surrounded by a nasal sound.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that the velum is already kind of lowered
mm-hmm.
because of the influence of the nasal, so
mm-hmm.
it's never been completely raised, so the air goes up through the oral and the nasal cavity.
Right.
Yes, in this case there's nasalization, but other cases that are not in this word are prefortis clipping.
Good.
Which happens when long vowels or diphthongs are followed by a voiceless sound in the same syllable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the case because the following sound is voiced. And then another case that I found is vocalic juncture,
mm-hmm.
which happens when two vowels are together. They are produced thus, in this case with this particular diphthong, there's a wah produced in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, blow up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
A wah.
Yes. Labiovelar juncture.
Yes. I think that's it with the diphthong.
Right. Good.
Then finally, I have it on the other side. There's the alveolar nasal,
mm-hmm.
which is, again, as all nasals are voiced,
mm-hmm.
so the vocal folds are vibrating and producing sound. It's alveolar because the tip and the blade of the tongue are in contact with the alveolar ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nasal because the velum is lowered, so the air goes out through the nasal cavity, and there's complete closure at some point in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's the other closure.
Good.
And again, is produced.